This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Even though the U.S. military has withdrawn from Afghanistan, the U.S. State Department says it will work to continue on evacuating civilians and holding up the Taliban accountable for promises to uphold human rights. We get details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a new team will lead the post-war diplomatic effort for Afghanistan and for safety.
We suspended our diplomatic presence in Kabul and transferred our operations to Doha, Qatar.
Blinken estimates more than 123,000 people have been evacuated, but some 100 to 200 Americans remain, along with many of the Afghans who supported the U.S.
We will keep working to help them. Our commitment to them has no deadline.
Blinken says the U.S. and the international community will hold the Taliban to its promises. But a Republican Congressman, Michael Waltz, who served in Afghanistan, says the U.S. has given it all away to the Taliban by pulling out with Americans left behind.
They understand strength and they understand leverage and they understand military might. And we're showing none of that right now.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Meanwhile, a plane provided by the government of Pakistan brought medicine and health supplies from the World Health Organization to Afghanistan. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma.
WHO says the shipment of medical supplies is the first to land in the country since it came under the control of the Taliban 2 weeks ago. The plane, which departed from Dubai, landed at Mazar-e-Sharif, a city in the north that fell to the Taliban earlier this month. WHO says the supplies include trauma kits and emergency health kits, enough to cover the basic needs of more than 200,000 people, as well as treat over 6,000 trauma patients. I'm Charles Ledesma.
This is VOA News. A growing number of communities are moving to require teachers to get vaccinated against COVID-19 in the U.S. as part of aggressive campaigns to ward off the Delta variant, which has infected hundreds of thousands of children in the United States. While some school districts are allowing teachers to opt out of vaccine requirements with weekly testing, New York City, Philadelphia, Chicago, and St. Louis have taken tougher stances by limiting exemptions to bona fide medical and religious reasons. In addition, the states of Washington and Oregon are taking similar approaches. As a result, teachers opposed to mandatory vaccines find themselves in a quandary, weighing their anti-vaccine beliefs against their professional calling. The EU has taken the United States off the safe travel list. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The European Union has recommended that its 27 nations reinstate restrictions on tourists from the U.S. due to rising coronavirus infections. The decision by the European Council to remove the U.S. from a safe list of countries for non-essential travel reverses its advice in June. The guidance, however, is non-binding, and U.S. travelers should expect a bunch of different travel rules across the continent. National EU governments have the authority to decide whether they keep their borders open to American visitors. I'm Shelley Adler.
Hurricane Ida knocked out all 8 transmission lines that deliver power to New Orleans, leaving the entire city without electricity. As a powerful storm pushed through on Sunday and early Monday, with winds that reached 150 miles per hour, some of the hardest hit areas will not see power restored for weeks. Power company, New Orleans-based Energy, says that it's working to provide backup power for water and sewer services, and the city says it's using its own generators as drainage pumping stations, but it's not clear how long those efforts can continue. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's struggling would-be heir has hit back at suggestions that a center-left rival was better qualified for the job after a televised debate failed to give him a clear breakthrough. Armin Laschet, the chancellor candidate from Merkel's center-right union bloc, insisted that he was not at all frustrated by a poll following Sunday night's debate. It showed most viewers picking the center-left Social Democrat Olaf Scholz as the winner of the event, followed by an environmental green contender, Annalena Baerbock, and then Laschet. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.